himself said that he wasn't the biggest fan of the first edition. And it's not just that, it's also the comparison of which product would you be more likely to consume. I mean, Prime send me drinks, and I could easily drink one Prime a day. No problem, because it's 20 calories, and it's got electrolytes in there that I already consume. But if Mr. Beast were to send me Feastables, there's no way I'm eating a chocolate bar a day. And honestly, launching a drink is like the holy grail because of the quantity of consumption. But because it is the holy grail, it also makes it one of the hardest markets to break into as a new brand. And that's why Prime is so unique, just as a business, regardless of whether you like it or hate it. And I think that Mr. Beast is kind of seeing that now. And the interesting part is that he gets way more views and way more attention than Logan Paul and KSI potentially combined. So if he did launch a competitor to Prime, and it actually turned out better, we could very easily see it absolutely dominate in 2025. And I have no problem jumping over to Beast. I don't know what he'd be calling it. I'll drink Mass Plus. I'll drink Beast beverages. I just will not eat a Feastables every single day. So I guess the question is for you guys, if Mr. Beast did launch,